Hi everyone, it's April the 18th, 2024, and I have words of the Lord from today, and I'm just gonna, my cat's crooked. I'm just gonna say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God. Thank you for your words, your guidance, your direction. Father God, I pray for the hearts that need to hear this message. Lord, let it land in their, right in front of them, that they can see this message, hear it, pray over it, and take it to heart. I pray for my brothers and my sisters, Father God. I pray coverage. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I pray a hedge of protection over them, their family, their jobs, their children, Lord. Cover their children. I pray angels encamp around their children, their jobs, their coming and their going, Father God, that we would seek you, know you, want you, love you, and serve you all the days of our life, Father God. I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I pray for this message that everybody would take it right back to you for discernment and understanding and revelation, and not lean on our own understanding. In your mighty, precious name, amen. April the 18th, 2024. My child, speak my words to the masses for such a time as this. I came born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, sacrificed for my people so that they would in turn live for me, seek me, love me, have a personal relationship with their Jesus Christ of Nazareth, their Yeshua, the true Messiah. Where are their hearts in love with this facade, with this facade of a world? They do not know truth or seek it. A rude awakening once they find out truth. Tell them now is the time to awaken to my truth, my will, my ways. I am for them and not against them. I love them. Who do they serve? Mammon, the god of this world, the kingdom of darkness, not my kingdom. They do not follow my commandments. I said, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. Choose now who you will serve, me or this broken world. I am the truth, and I am not a man that I should lie. I am your Abba, your Adonai. I am your portion, your world, your way to your future. I am the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the beginning and the end. To those who know me, press in daily, more of everything. Reading, praying, worshiping, fast to sacrifice for me. I sacrificed for you. Am I not worthy? You were always worthy for my sacrifice. Truly want what I give, eternal bliss. I give you my world, my kingdom. I give keys to those who are believing the true sacrifice. I give keys to those who are believing the true sacrifice. Believe I was born of a virgin, sacrificed for them and resurrected after 3 days, the completion of my life on this earth. Choose now, my children, time no more. Abide in me, I will abide in you. Read, worship, and pray to come in closer to Holy Spirit. Want my gifts. They are out of this world. There will be many regrets to those who did not do their part to walk the walk. No more lip service. I require a heart. I will give you strength and peace in the chaos. Much is upon this world, and many are not prepared. Neither their hearts or their physical homes. Get what you can now. Think survival skills. Camping, no power. How will you survive? I love you, my children, much more than you can understand. Get your heart posture right. You were made for such a time with purpose. Pick up your mantles, my lost sheep, that I would show myself in your daily lives. I am here and I am calling all of my own. Be my own. My own hear my voice and they follow me. I am their shepherd. I will guide and direct your hearts. My loves, you were born with purpose. Step up to the plate. Walk the walk. Give up this world for mine. I have so much for you. You cannot begin to imagine. I call the called. You were bought for a price. My life. You belong to me. Fully give yourself. Many are halfway in. They believe, but not fully giving their hearts. I am the God of impossible. And so many will see and experience the miracle signs and wonders for such a time as this. My chosen generation, open those eyes, ears, and hearts. My loves who have picked up their mantles, pray for your harvest. Pray for all. Pray for their hearts to be opened to my ways, that they would want all that I give. Many will be saved, and still some will not believe. Leaning on their own understanding, hardened hearts. Pray and prepare for the harvest. Read my word. Know my life, my sacrifice. Know my name and my love for my own. I am Yeshua the Messiah, born of a virgin, coming back as the Lion of Judah. Hear me roar. Want what I give, eternal life. Soon everyone will step into eternity. Where will your eternity be? Pray for my ways and will. Pray to walk into your destiny, to be who I created you to be for such a time as this. Do not be a foolish virgin, left outside with the wrath. My own are not appointed to wrath. Are you my own? I call my wise virgins now. Be ready in and out of season. Be ready always. Now is that time. Take in all I am pouring out. Oil out of nowhere, manna out of heavens, gifts of the Spirit from my end time army who stepped up to the plate. I tell you now, all will go down in history, from the bottom to the top and the top from to the bottom. I love you, my children, your loving Father, your Abba, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. And then I went to sleep, and then he gave me a personal message for me. And then I went to sleep again, and then I was awoken again. And this one is going to be very hard for me to understand. Please be patient, because it's serious chicken scratch. It's a quick message. Daughter, speak my words to my good and faithful, that they would have my heart as you are now doing, to pull in my lost in the streets. Time is short of the very essence. Plant those seeds. It is a blessing, my children. They have nothing, and my faithful, I provide for you. Time to provide with those around you, for those around you. Do not have a hardened heart. That is good fruit. Come to my feet day in and day out. My ways are higher. I will guide those hearts. Shalom, my loves, your Abba Adonai. And that's the message. So the second message was about feeding the homeless and passing out tracts to the lost. I had slacked on that for a while, but I'm being consistent in doing it every day now. So he wants us all to be consistent, and everything that we have, it's because the Lord has blessed us so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. And a little bit goes a long ways. A water here, a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and it doesn't have to be a whole lot, but anything. If you're driving, I just pack up some little snacks, a sandwich, and a water. Have a couple bags and pass them out wherever you see somebody, and just put your tracks in there. They doesn't even have to be a bought track. Write something. John 3:16. Romans, what is it? 10:9, 9:10. Anything to show them the way to the Lord. There's Bibles at the dollar store. That we call it the dollar store. I don't know what it's called where you guys are at. But I'll go in and just pull as many as I can. You can get $20, 20, well, it went up a little bit. I think you can get like 18, about 17, 18 Bibles for like $20. And put some tracts in there, pass it out with the lunch. And I know some people don't want Bibles, but I don't even ask them. I just put them in there because sometimes they're down and out, and the word is so important to feed their soul. We all need to feed our souls. So God bless you guys. Take everything back to the Lord. Pray for discernment, understanding, and revelation. And those that he's calling, that he's already called, that you have answered, he's just asking us to go in deeper, more, read more, worship more, 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 more. Love you guys. Have a good night.